Relying on the promises of God, we pray boldly for the church, the world, and all in need. In Jesus, you came among us as a suffering servant. Give your church humility, redeem your people from pride, and the certainty that we always know your will. Heal us and empower us to confess Christ crucified. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. In creation, life springs from death. Redeem your creation awaiting resurrection. Restore lost habitats and endangered species. Create new possibilities for areas affected by climate change. Grant relief from natural disasters and nurture new growth. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Jesus was handed over to the powers of this world. In all nations, instruct the powerful that they will not exploit their power but maintain justice. Sustain soldiers and guide those who command them, that they will serve those in greatest need. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. On the cross, Jesus joined all who feel forsaken. Abide by those who are commended to death. Defend those who are falsely accused. Console and strengthen those who are mocked or bullied. Accompany all who suffer from illness and injury to mind or body. We especially remember Eddie, Elaine B., Susie, Donalda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Marianne, Cheryl, Bonnie, Mary, Ruth, Tilly, Danielle, Kyle, Melia, and Theo, Nancy, Dave, the victims of the recent shooting in Colorado, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Grant respite and renewal to all those who call out in your name. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. You called followers to tend Jesus' body in death. Sustain hospice workers and funeral directors. Bless this congregation's ministries at time of death. Those who lead and plan funerals. Those who prepare meals. All who offer support in grief. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. You inspired the centurion to confess Jesus as your son. We pray you for the faith that you have given to people all of places and times. Give us all such faith to trust the promises of baptism and with them to look for the resurrection of the dead. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. We entrust ourselves and all our prayers to you, O faithful God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share a sign of peace with those around you, and if you are alone, give somebody a call today or email. But know that you are too a member of the body and community of Christ. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You are what God made you to be, created in Christ Jesus for good works, chosen as holy and beloved, freed to serve your neighbor. God bless you that you may be a blessing in the name of the Holy and Life-Giving Trinity. Amen. Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God. Our sending song this morning is from the ELW hymn number 335, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. May peace be with you in this holy week. Amen.